April 28th. I came to school early to do a complete review of my Miss Know-It-All letters and search for possible clues about that surprise Mackenzie had mentioned. She had answered about a dozen letters and saved them to my new letters file. All letters are stored there until I email my advice to students and/or place a copy in the auto-publish file, which automatically publishes my letters in the school newspaper every Monday at 12:30 p.m. OMG! Her letters were so cruel! I cringed just reading them. And the bad news is that she'd already emailed her advice letters to 3 students. After reading about their problems, Mackenzie had guessed that massively cruddy friend was Brandon, CCP princess was Jessica, and blue in braces was my friend Marcy. The letter she sent Brandon had created a cupcake nightmare, but he'd managed to survive. And that backstabbing wannabe Jessica totally deserved the nasty letter her ex-BFF Mackenzie had sent her. But I was a little worried about Marcy. I made a mental note to talk to her and make sure she hadn't been traumatized by that awful letter she'd received from Miss Know-It-All. I didn't have a choice but to explain it as a very bad joke and apologize for sending it to her. I printed copies of Mackenzie's letters just in case I ever needed them, and then completely deleted them from my new letters file. Problem solved. Mackenzie's reign of terror as the fake Miss Know-It-All was officially over. It was a big, fat coincidence that Marcy just happened to walk into the newspaper office as I was finishing up. And get this, she didn't seem upset at all. As a matter of fact, she thanked me, again, for the trip to New York City for National Library Week and gushed nonstop about what a blast it had been for Violet, Jenny, and her. But here's the weird part. When I tried to apologize for the advice letter from Miss Know-It-All about her braces, Marcy claimed she didn't have the slightest idea what I was talking about. She said she hadn't written a letter to my advice column, recently anyway. Marcy went on to say that her braces weren't so bad once she got used to them, and she was happy and excited because they were finally coming off in just 3 months. Okay, that convo was really awkward. So, Mackenzie was wrong. It appeared that the blue in braces letter had been written by one of the other dozens of students with braces at our school. Just great. I gathered my stuff and rushed off to meet Zoe at Chloe's locker with my fingers crossed that things would finally be back to normal. But no such luck. Chloe slammed her locker and walked right past us without saying a word. It was officially day 4 of the Chloe crisis. By lunchtime, Zoe and I had come up with the brilliant idea to leave a note on Chloe's locker asking her to meet us in the janitor's closet during lunch to talk. The 3 of us always met there when we wanted to discuss important stuff in private. Zoe quickly scribbled a note from us. Dear Chloe, what's wrong? Are you mad at us? We've been super worried about you these past few days. Do you want to talk about it? Please, 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 meet us in the janitor's closet ASAP. We don't mean to bug you or anything. We just care about you because you're our BFF. Zoe and Nikki. P.S. We're really sad and miss you. Then we folded our letter and taped it to Chloe's locker. As the bell rang for lunch, Zoe and I exchanged nervous glances and rushed off to set up camp in the janitor's closet. We waited and waited, but it looked like Chloe was going to be a no-show. That had never, ever happened before. Almost overnight, it seemed our BFF had turned into a bigger drama queen than Mackenzie. Just as we were about to give up hope, the door clicked and slowly opened. We were relieved to see Chloe standing there. She looked really sad and her eyes were red like she had been crying or something. "Guys, I've got really bad news," she said, sniffing. Those were the first words she'd actually spoken to us in what seemed like a year. Zoe and I just stared at her silently. I got a big lump in my throat, and my heart pounded so loudly I could hear it in my ears. I was afraid Chloe was going to say her family was moving away to Timbuktu or somewhere. OMG! What would Zoe and I do without our BFF? I didn't even want to think about it. Chloe just stood there, kind of trembling like she was going to burst into tears. Finally, she took a deep breath, pointed at her lips, and then slowly stretched them into what looked like a pink gloss-covered grimace. "So you refuse to speak to us for all this time because you've been hating on your lip gloss color?" I exclaimed in disbelief. "Really?" Zoe gave me a swift jab with her elbow and shot me a dirty look. "Ouch," I whimpered under my breath. "Actually, we love that color in you, Chloe," Zoe reassured her as she plastered a fake grin on her face. "It's super cute, right, Nikki?"
"Yeah, Zoe, really cute. It's actually the same pinkish-red color as the bruise you just gave me. You know, before it swells and turns black, blue, and purple," I muttered.
Zoe shot me another dirty look.
"What?"
I shrugged at her. Chloe gave us a massive eye roll. Then she very dramatically showed us her clenched teeth. Zoe and I could not believe our eyes.
OMG!
OMG! As we both leaned in for a closer look, Chloe smiled shyly for the first time in days and blurted out,
"I just got braces!"
I was so shocked and surprised, I had to restrain myself from totally freaking out. Chloe was already traumatized, and I didn't want to make her feel even worse. As she stood there nervously smiling at us, it was quite obvious that Chloe looked adorable, adorkable, in her new braces.
"OMG, you look so cute in them," Zoe squealed like she was admiring a new puppy.
"Wow, those hot pink wires really bring out the warmth in your skin tone, and, the purple brackets complement your eye color," I gushed, just like those annoying sales girls at the mall. Only, I really meant what I said. Kind of.
"Come on. You guys are just saying that to make me feel better," Chloe sniffed.
"Are you sure? I don't look like a metal-mouthed freak?"
"Of course not," I yelled. "Girl, are you crazy?" Zoe screamed.
That's when Zoe and I grabbed our BFF, gave her a big hug, and gushed.
"Chloe, you're beautiful."
Chloe explained that she was absent from school on Wednesday and Thursday because she was getting her braces. And to think that I was worried that she had been kidnapped and forced to become a zombie queen.
"Chloe, why didn't you just tell us you were getting braces?" I asked.
"Actually, I did, kind of," she explained. "But I wanted your honest opinion. So I wrote into your Miss Know-It-All column."
"Are you sure? I never got a letter from you,"
I answered, slightly confused.
"Well, actually, I didn't use my own name. I wrote in anonymously that I was freaking out about getting braces and asked you for advice. I signed my letter..."
"Blue in braces!" I practically screamed. "OMG, Chloe, that letter was from you?"
"Yes, I got your letter Tuesday morning, but I didn't get a chance to read it until after school. To be honest, Nikki, your letter made me feel a lot worse," Chloe sniffed. "It sounded like you hated people with braces. That's why I kind of freaked out and stopped talking.
I was afraid that if you found out about my braces, you guys wouldn't want to be my friend anymore." Zoe scowled at me, I quickly scooted away from her just in case she tried to elbow me again.
OMG, Chloe, I am so sorry, I apologized as a wave of sadness washed over me. I feel just awful.
You did not deserve that horrible letter. It probably won't make you feel any better, but I didn't write it.
What?
Chloe and Zoe gasped.
Then who did?
Up until now, I had been super worried about Chloe and totally distracted by the problems with my Miss Know-It-All column. So this was actually the perfect time to finally tell Chloe and Zoe all the nitty-gritty details about Mackenzie. Starting with the shocking fact that not only had she stolen my diary, but she had actually written a dozen entries in it. Okay, guys, I've been dying to tell you this. You'll never believe how I actually found my diary. It's a very long and complicated story. I took a deep breath and quickly rehashed everything, including how Mackenzie had sabotaged my Miss Know-It-All column by writing nasty letters to students and how she had posted her own bug video on the internet, all to get me expelled for cyberbullying. Chloe and Zoe shook their heads in disbelief.
I think we should report Mackenzie for cyberbullying, Chloe said angrily.
Yeah, I agree, Zoe added. We can't let her get away with this. You should tell Principal Winston and Mr. Zimmerman ASAP. Otherwise, you could end up looking like the guilty person and get suspended from school. Well, if I tell Mr. Zimmerman, I can kiss the newspaper goodbye, I groaned. He already threatened to fire me if I compromised the security of the Miss Know-It-All website.
But you didn't compromise its security, Chloe asserted. Your diary was stolen.
And it wasn't your fault, Zoe insisted. You're the victim here.
Maybe, but still, they'd never believe me, I argued.
How can I convince them that Mackenzie is responsible for sabotaging my Miss Know-It-All site when she doesn't even attend the school anymore? I have no proof whatsoever.
Sure you do,
Chloe smiled wickedly. And it's in Mackenzie's own handwriting.
That's right, Zoe agreed excitedly. Your diary is all the proof you need.
Okay, guys, let me get this straight, I said, trying not to freak out. I'm supposed to just hand over my diary, which is filled with my deepest feelings, darkest secrets, and most embarrassing moments, to Principal Winston and Mr. Zimmerman, as evidence against Mackenzie?
Yes,
Chloe and Zoe answered emphatically.
It's the only way we can stop her, Chloe argued.
And the only way you can protect yourself from being expelled for cyberbullying, Zoe reasoned.
Are you both insane? I screamed at my BFFs.
Sorry, but I can't just turn over my diary to school officials. There's way too much personal stuff in there.
Yes, I know it's going to be a bit embarrassing, but it's for the greater good, Zoe claimed. Just do the responsible thing and protect students from the real cyberbully, Mackenzie, Chloe exclaimed.
But what if it backfires and I get in trouble for all the things I wrote about in my diary?
Come on, Nikki, how bad can it be?
Zoe asked. Well, I wrote that I thought Mr. Zimmerman was crazy. Yeah, Mr. Zimmerman is pretty wacky, Zoe snickered. But I'm sure he can take a little joke.
And even if he gets mad at you, so what?
Chloe giggled. And remember that time Principal Winston was eyeballing us at lunch and we started texting each other? I wrote all of that in my diary, too. That Principal Winston would never believe we secretly hung out in the janitor's closet, which, according to our school handbook, is an unauthorized entry by a student and a 3-day detention for each occurrence. That's when Chloe and Zoe stopped laughing. Their eyes got big as saucers. What? My BFFs suddenly looked kind of worried. Actually, there's more, I continued. I also wrote stuff about you guys. Chloe, you said we didn't look like people who would make prank calls from the library phone. And Zoe, you said we definitely didn't look like students who would sneak into the boys' locker room. I also mentioned how the three of us snuck out of the cafeteria without any passes. That's at least 4 school rules we've broken, some of them multiple times. But as long as you guys don't mind Principal Winston reading all of that stuff, then fine. I'll report Mackenzie and turn in my diary as proof.
OMG, Nikki, you wrote all the things we did in your diary too? Zoe screeched.
Sorry, I answered sheepishly.
Are you kidding me? Chloe shrieked. We're looking at years of detention. Our classmates will be seniors in high school, and we'll still be in 8th grade serving detention. Do you have any idea how embarrassing that is going to be?
Yeah, and isn't there a rule that after an excessive number of detentions, they just give up on you and kick you out of school? Zoe groaned.
Sorry, Nikki, but there's no way you can hand over your diary to Principal Winston, Chloe ranted.
Totally bad idea, Zoe fumed.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight, I said, narrowing my eyes at my BFFs.
What about the greater good and being responsible? Now, you're saying I can't turn in my diary just because it has a pile of dirt on you guys?
Exactly, Chloe and Zoe answered, glaring at me.
I'm really disappointed in you two, I complained. What do you have to say for yourselves?
We're doomed, Chloe moaned.
Our lives are so over, Zoe groaned. At least we were finally in complete agreement. Seeking help from Principal Winston and Mr. Zimmerman was not an option. If they read my diary, there was a really good chance my BFFs and I could end up in as much trouble as Mackenzie. Yikes!
Listen, guys, maybe we're worrying for no reason, I said. As long as Mackenzie doesn't make a move, we won't need my diary, right? And by now, she's probably in Paris working on a report on the Eiffel Tower with her posh new friends from Northampton Hills International Academy.
Yeah, but didn't she say something about you getting a surprise on Monday, April 28th?
Well, that's today. And after stealing your diary and breaking into your website, she's capable of anything, Zoe said. Chloe tapped her chin deep in thought.
Now, if I were a crazy, jealous, spoiled, high-strung, rich drama queen like Mackenzie, what would I do to get revenge?
Well, to be honest, I've been really worried that she somehow sabotaged my advice column before she left, I explained. But as soon as I found out what she'd done, I immediately changed my password so she couldn't log into my Miss Know-It-All account anymore. And this morning, I deleted all of her letters and checked everything again since my advice column is scheduled to publish in the newspaper today during lunch. My new website has this cool auto-publish feature. I just place my advice letters in a special file and they'll publish on a date in the future. But now that I think about it, I forgot to check that file. Suddenly, a little light bulb went off in my brain. That's when I totally panicked and shrieked,
"Oh, crud! What if Mackenzie scheduled her letters to auto-publish in the newspaper along with mine?"
"Maybe that's the surprise," Zoe exclaimed. "What time does the newspaper publish today?"
We all checked the time.
at 12:30 p.m., I said, which isn't exactly... 5 minutes? We screamed in horror. Chloe, Zoe, and I scrambled for the door like we were on our way to a 5-alarm fire. I'm going to my locker to get my laptop so we can log on to Miss Know-It-All to search for Mackenzie's letters, I yelled over my shoulder. Could you guys stop by the newspaper office and grab my red folder out of my mailbox? It has hard copies of her letters. Then I'll meet you in the library. Okay, but hurry, please, Zoe pleaded. If Mackenzie's letter's published in the school newspaper and you're accused of cyberbullying and forced to hand over your diary to Principal Winston... We're dead meat, Chloe muttered. It was actually a good thing Mackenzie transferred to a new school, because if she hadn't, I swear she'd be dead meat. That's just how angry we were at her right then. Mackenzie had left a ticking time bomb at our school in the form of her Miss Know-It-All responses. And now, we had to find the bomb and defuse it before it exploded.